The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. All of us know there are holes in the TSA system, but this is ridiculous.
Undercover investigators posing as passengers were able to smuggle dangerous items 67 of the 70 times they went through airport security.
I guess it's a lucky thing they're on our side. More after this from Charlie. It's happened before, and now it's happened again. Security investigators deliberately try to smuggle bomb-making items past the TSA, and according to CBS correspondent Jeff Fregues,
the so-called red teams had a 95% success rate, smuggling mock explosives, weapons, and potential bomb components through TSA checkpoints.
Yes, out of 70 attempts, they were only caught 3 times. The rest made it to the gate. And what kinds of stuff were they able to hide?
A TSA agent performing a pat-down of an undercover investigator did not detect a mock explosive taped to that person's back.
This may seem unfair, since the red teams know exactly where the weak points are. But Frank Cilufo, a former White House counterterrorism official, says if you want to beat a terrorist, you have to think like one.
We're dealing with thinking predators. They base their actions in part on our actions, consistently seeking vulnerabilities, and we've got to do what we can to stay ahead.
Mark Rosinger, CBS News aviation safety analyst and former chair of the NTSB, says this sounds pretty bad, but that's the whole point of these tests.
The question is when they examine exactly what the red teams were doing, how they were able to thwart the system, how, in fact, are they going to be able to prevent this from happening again? That's the real answers that we're looking for.
He says there's no reason to let this scare you. But the 95% failure rate...
That's unacceptable, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board to figure out how they can stop it.
And just when they were starting to let us keep our shoes on again. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.